Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed steady for corn after trading lower for the most part all day. We were only down a quarter of a cent in March at 373. May, July, Sep, all unchanged. D's 15 unchanged at 404 and a quarter. Then all the way out in December 16, 412 and a half. And there's a lot of talk of with all the negative things going on in the corn futures and corn world, not just corn but beans as well, that those could move to lower areas. The low back in October for the March corn was around $3 and 30 cents or so. Right now the March is at 373, so we're about 43 cents off that. We're back below the 100-day moving average. The seasonals for this time of year in corn are really higher through the next couple of months. But the other factors, you've got an increasing dollar index, which is negative to the grain exports. Crude oil lower, which affects the ethanol usage. The other grains, the beans and wheat, both trending lower, and then such a huge supply for corn is negative as well. So a lot of negative going on there. Wheat futures did bounce today, trying to cure that oversold condition. The RSI was down to about 14. So it looks like they're bouncing just simply because of that. They're also bouncing off of their lows in July to close up 6.5 at 554.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's trade kicked off with an export report, which was neutral for corn at 1.068 million metric tons, expected 900 to 1.2. Wheat was positive at 544,000. We were looking for 250 to 350. And then beans was bullish as well at 888,000 metric tons, expecting 400 to 550. Now, it seems like there's a lot of beans shipping out of South America going to market as their harvest moves to the ports. There's also some talk that traders around the globe are buying put options to hedge any downside risk. And the rallies seem to be shallower and uninspired at this point, and that's causing to wait on the beans. Several economic reports. First-time jobless claims this morning were the lowest levels in 15 years. And then yesterday, the FOMC statement. They said they would be patient with rate hikes given global concerns. Tomorrow morning we have the fourth quarter GDP, and then the Kansas City Fed, which oversees agriculture, says loan requests are up due to the 5-year lows in crops. Going forward, that could squeeze farmers as they borrow more money against lower crops.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 42 at 153.52. April down $1 at 150.50. March feeder cattle down 77 at 203.57. April down 125 at 204.20. February lean hogs down 297 at 68.55. April down 175 at 73.20. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 8.25 at 544, May up 7 at 548.75. March Chicago wheat up 2.5 at 507.75. March corn down 1.75 at 371.5, May down 1.5 at 380. March soybeans down 2 at 968.25, May down 2.5 at 974.75. March cotton up 13 at 59.57, May up 12 at 60.35. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.